Out on the campaign trail, President Clinton has been touting a new report on the federal government's budget deficit. The Office of Management and Budget's final accounting for fiscal 1996 shows a deficit of $107 billion. That's the lowest deficit the government has run in 15 years and the fourth consecutive year of decline. Joining us now to talk about what some are calling the amazing shrinking deficit is NPR's John Idsty. John, first of all, are these real numbers or is this some kind of gimmicky campaign accounting?
It's not smoke and mirrors, they're real numbers. Although most Americans are probably surprised to hear that. I saw a poll the other day that said that 70% of Americans believe the deficit has gone up during the past 5 years, not down. But in fact, it's gone down. And we now have the lowest deficit of any of the big industrial countries. It's 1.5% of the economy. And by that measure, the lowest level in 22 years.
So the deficit has really fallen. Why?
Well, we have to give politicians some credit. Back in 1990, President Bush and Democrats in Congress put together a deficit reduction package. President Clinton and a Democratic Congress did the same thing in 1993. In the last couple of years, the Republican Congress has helped to restrain spending. And if you take all of those packages, you probably get about 50% of the deficit reduction that we've seen. The second part of it is a growing economy. We hit the record deficits back at the end of the recession. And as the economy grows, you're spending less for unemployment checks, tax revenues increase, and the deficit begins to fall on its own. The third thing is that we've had low inflation and, as a result, lower interest rates. And that saves the government money as well as the rest of us. And the credit for that, I suppose, goes to the Federal Reserve and maybe the pressures of the global economy, which keep prices down.
So was all this predicted and expected, or was the administration as surprised as everybody else about the deficit showing up at $107 billion for 96?
Well, over the last few months and weeks, we've suspected that it was going to be lower than we thought. But as recently as May, the Congressional Budget Office was saying it would be $144 billion. Now we're down to $107 billion. And the big surprise came in April when we got $22 billion more in tax receipts than expected. And they're not quite sure why that happened. And so they're going to have to sift through things now and try to figure things out in the next few weeks.
Do we assume from this news, then, that the deficit will no longer be an issue in American politics, as it's been, say, since, I mean, I remember 1980, big issue with Governor Reagan, the Carter deficit, $60 billion, wowie?
No, I think it's going to continue to be a big issue. It will rise again next year. It'll go up as a result of higher costs for Medicare and Medicaid. And then about 2010, when the baby boom starts retiring, deficits will mushroom. So it's going to be a big issue in the coming years.
Thanks very much. NPR's John Idsty.